After her father was shot dead, Clarice Starling went to live on a farm with foster parents. She ran away in horror when she witnessed horses and lambs being slaughtered. Their screams haunted her, and all her achievements, trophies, and honors were a relentless pursuit to silence the lambs. Mediocrity was the farm that I ran away from. My lambs were screaming for freedom, and the wild horses within me wanted to feel the wind against their faces. Back in 1994, I read Thomas Hardy's The Mayor of Casterbridge. The pessimistic novelist made it sound as though the hero's catastrophic fate was a natural byproduct of his character. At the time, it all made sense, and I fully agreed. Then one night, I watched the movie Return to Eden, and I saw how a woman faced her worst fears, altered her self-perception, confronted the demons in her past, and changed how she walks, talks, and looks. She gave herself a new name and a new life. At the time, I did not like who I saw in the mirror, and I resented the path that I was told to follow. I wondered if I could be someone else. Would my fate change were I to change my character? It is amazing how much power we have, yet we are so oblivious to its existence. At home, we were directed to focus on our downsides. At school, we had to improve our bad grades. And in the workplace, we are asked to develop our weaknesses. Those who succeeded in aligning their character and their fate did the exact opposite. I invested in what made me feel strong instead of wasting time on things that only made us feel weak and bad about ourselves. Marcus Buckingham says that knowing your strengths is the first step. Stephen Covey tells you to live out of your imagination, not your history. This is the part where we get stuck. We do not believe in flying. We do not believe in flying high. We feel more secure with our feet on the ground, even if it's just quicksand. The most difficult step is the change itself. Change is an intrinsic part of our existence, yet we resist it to the bone. Dr. Spencer Johnson wrote in his bestseller, Who Moved My Cheese, that if you do not change, you can become extinct. Fear always intercepts our attempts to change. Fear of the devil we don't know. Fear of the other side of the fence. Fear of getting hurt or getting lost. Over the years, I jumped one hurdle after the other. I managed to finally silence the lambs, to unleash the power within me. I turned my back to the little nerdish girl that I once was. I silenced the screams of the student who sat in the front row but always went unnoticed. The shy, frightened elf spoke up and earned her right to be heard. The little plain Jane Eyre has blossomed into a Madonna that is coveted for her uninhibited spirit and diversified career. Yes, I changed my character to change my fate.